So welcome to iFormRx, where we explore the evidence that informs ambulatory care pharmacy practice. My name is Stuart Haynes, Editor-in-Chief of iFormRx, and joining me today is Eric Perraud and Evan Sisson to talk about the recently published Landscape study, which examined two different strategies to intensify insulin therapy in patients with type 2 diabetes who are currently taking a long-acting or basal insulin. The study was published in December 2015 in the journal Diabetes, Obesity, and Metabolism. Drs. Perraud and Sisson wrote a commentary for iFormRx entitled Reconsidering Strategies for Insulin Escalation. Eric and Evan are clinical pharmacy specialists at the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Pharmacy in the Department of Pharmacotherapy and Outcome Science. Thanks for joining me today, Eric and Evan, for the iFormRx podcast.
Hi, Stuart. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Stuart. Thank you.
So, Eric, if you had to briefly summarize in four sentences or less the study entitled Intensifying Insulin Regimen After Basal Insulin Optimization in Adults with Type 2 Diabetes, a 24-week randomized open-label trial comparing insulin glargine plus insulin glulysine with biphasic insulin aspart, which I will from now on call the Landscape Study, to someone who hasn't read the paper, what would you say?
Well, Stuart, just as the name of the study suggests, this is a 24-week study comparing a once-daily glargine plus glulysine insulin regimen, which the researchers termed Basal Plus, to a twice-daily 70-30 biphasic insulin regimen in patients with type 2 diabetes. The researchers investigated change in hemoglobin A1c, proportion of patients reaching a goal A1c of less than 7%, change in body weight, and change in patient-reported outcome measures, including perceived treatment satisfaction and adverse events. Each of these endpoints resulted in a lack of statistically significant differences between the two groups, with the exception of patient satisfaction, which favored the basal plus regimen in three of the five assessment measures. Overall, this study depicts the basal plus and biphasic insulin regimens as equally efficacious, but suggests that patients may be more satisfied with once-daily basal plus.
So I'm curious about your thoughts on the potential confounders and sources of bias in this study. What do you see as the strengths, weaknesses, and limitations of the Landscape study?
Well, this study recruited a relatively large sample population of about 335, which fit well with what they were investigating. So patients with diabetes for about 13 years and an average A1C of 8.6%. And these were really people who needed that next step of therapy escalation beyond basal insulin. The endpoints they investigated were relevant to what's important in managing insulin therapy, and the protocols closely mimicked the guidelines for standard of care practices. The study is limited, though, by its open-label design and the subjective measures of patient satisfaction. It would be easy for participants to score their therapy higher or lower based on what they thought the researchers wanted to hear. Also, Landscape used five different assessment tools for patient satisfaction, finding three to have statistically significant difference. Having so many independent measures for patient satisfaction, however, greatly increases the chance of a family-wise error. Most of the participants were Caucasian, which may also limit the generalizability of these results to real practice, where minorities represent a large portion of people with type 2 diabetes.
So there has been considerable interest in the so-called basal plus regimens for intensifying insulin therapy, and intuitively for a patient who is already taking a single dose of a long-acting insulin, it's much easier to implement a single dose of a short-acting insulin given prior to the main meal each day than switching the patient to more intensive regimens which might require multiple daily injections. And indeed, treatment satisfaction was higher with the basal plus regimen in this study. Do you believe that basal plus strategies should be preferred when insulin treatment needs to be intensified in patients who have type 2 diabetes? And what patient-specific factors would sway you in favor for or against using the basal plus strategy?
I like to think about these decisions in terms of the STEPS acronym, which stands for Safety, Tolerability, Efficacy, Price, and Simplicity. This study adds to the evidence that basal plus and biphasic insulin regimens have similar outcomes and adverse events. Long and short-acting insulins cost about the same per vial as the 70-30, and the total daily insulin requirements were comparable. Landscape showed that patient satisfaction is higher with Basal Plus. So if patients take their long and short-acting insulin at the same time with the largest meal, they only need to remember their insulin once each day versus twice daily dosing with biphasic. So for each of the steps considerations, Basal Plus is either equal or better than biphasic. Unless biphasic was my only choice due to formulary restrictions, I think I would prefer to use a Basal Plus regimen for most patients.
The only thing I'd like to add is the overriding need to individualize therapy for each patient. And so while we would like to say that one size fits all, clearly it doesn't. And for some patients, 70-30 is a good fit, and for others, the Basal Plus is a better fit.
So my next question involves a very complex patient, but someone most of us have probably seen in our practice. Imagine you have a 69-year-old African-American obese male with type 2 diabetes who's coming in to the medication management clinic today. He's currently taking insulin Detemer 46 units at bedtime. His A1C is 8.3%, and his fasting glucose readings over the past week have ranged from 93 to 156. But most readings have been under 120. In addition to type 2 diabetes, he has high blood pressure, dyslipidemia, coronary artery disease, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, heart failure, and has chronic pain due to peripheral neuropathy. And as you can imagine, he's taking a slew of medications. And to make matters even more complicated, he's been hospitalized 3 times in the past year for various reasons. Would you continue to titrate his basal insulin, or would you recommend Basal Plus, biphasic insulin, or perhaps something else?
Stuart, this is indeed a difficult challenge. I think the first thing to do with these patients is to try to establish a reasonable glycemic goal. Because of his multiple comorbid conditions, based on the 2016 ADA guidelines, his goal of therapy should probably be less than 8%, especially considering his chronic kidney disease. And, you know, if that was easily attained, then we could try to push a little bit harder. Now, given the fact that he has stage 4 kidney disease, increasing his basal insulin may become problematic in that there may be a longer duration of action. But what we know is that his current A1C of 8.3 is above our goal. And that would indicate that he needs more insulin. So I think the best way to approach this patient would be to identify the time of day where his glycemic excursions are the greatest. So that meal time when his blood sugar spikes the highest. For most of our patients, that tends to be the evening meal. And so what we would do would be to give a rapid-acting insulin at that point and then continue the basal insulin as he has been. If this patient began to have low blood sugars first thing in the morning, what we could do is actually borrow some of the dose from the basal and add to that prandial insulin dose so that his overall daily, total daily insulin dose increased, but that we didn't drive him too low overnight.
So as a practical matter, Evan and Eric, when instituting Basal Plus regimens, one of the things that we have to do is identify the meal where adding that prandial insulin dose is going to have the greatest impact. And that means asking questions about eating habits and perhaps doing blood glucose monitoring to identify the meal where the biggest blood glucose excursion is occurring. How do you make a determination about which insulin product to use as your plus, your prandial insulin, and the dose? How do you make a decision about what that initial dose should be?
The pharmacokinetics and dose response of each of the rapid-acting insulins are very similar. So lispro, aspart, and glulysine all mimic each other. So depending on the formulary considerations, any of those products could be selected. Now, there's a couple of different ways that you might dose those rapid-acting insulins. One way would be to take 10% of their basal insulin, their current basal insulin dose, and then that would be your new prandial insulin dose. Another way to do it would be to apply a weight-based dosing algorithm. Most of the algorithms that I've seen recommend somewhere between 0.05 units per kilo up to 0.1 unit per kilo. Now, that would very much depend on the other comorbid conditions for the patient and also on their meal pattern. Because the rapid-acting insulins are absorbed so quickly, many patients will sense that fall in their blood sugar. So I tend to dose patients on the lower end and then ease them up to a point where their postprandial blood sugars are at goal.
So I want to thank you, Drs. Parad and Sisson, for joining us today to discuss the LANDSCAPE study and sharing with us your thoughts about the Basal Plus strategy to intensify insulin therapy in patients with type 2. It's clear from your comments that you favor using a Basal Plus strategy in many patients because of the simplicity of adding another dose but a single time for injection each day, which has shown to have equal efficacy and to have equal safety to biphasic or more intensive insulin therapy regimens. But what do you think? Should Basal Plus become the preferred next step in most patients who require intensification of insulin therapy? Become a member of iFormRx and post a comment. Membership is free. Sign up today. This is Stuart Haynes, Editor-in-Chief of iFormRx, signing off.